This is The Breakdowns. Tim Coleman in here after Park Rapids beat Detroit Lakes 5-3, in the process winning the Mid-State Conference title. I talked to Park Rapids coach Pete Stonke after the game, as well as two of his star players, the Coburn brothers, senior Tucker and sophomore Sam. They have a little bit to say about this game, about the rivalry with Detroit Lakes, and about the upcoming Section 8A playoffs.
Tell me about how big a win this was for you guys. You guys were mentioned conference title now, big rival. You know, tell me a little bit about that, what that meant.
Yeah, this is always a big rival with Detroit Lakes. So tonight, and coming back was, you know, a lot of momentum going into the playoffs now, so we needed that, and we're playing well now, and our goaltender's playing well, so this will help us.
How about you getting a little bit nervous there as that was going along, third period? You were pressuring them quite a bit. Just couldn't buy a goal and started to wind down the last few minutes.
Yeah, you always have a little nervousness, but with these guys, they're a pretty good group, so I trust what they can do. And, you know, win or lose tonight, they played hard.
Mm-hmm. Looked like once you got that first goal, too, the floodgates kind of opened for you a little bit. You got the second one, or you got the tying goal, and then the winning goal came, what, 40 seconds later maybe?
Yeah, it seemed like after that tying goal, it seemed like now, you know, we got a little bit of luck on our side, pucks are going in, so we just went and attacked, and we docked on the bench in our timeout, you know, get the puck low to the net and just attack, and that's what they did, and that's why we got both the goals.
Now you guys, Park Rapids Hockey, Twin Cities, not a lot of people know about you guys. They haven't seen you. What can you tell people about Park Rapids Hockey? What's the style you guys play? Is this pretty indicative tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we always play hard. We talk about skating hard. We do a lot of fundamentals in the youth program. We're a small program. We don't get a lot of kids out. But, yeah, things have been going good for us the last 7 years.
You've had some pretty talented players coming through, too, even with small numbers.
Yeah, we 2 years ago we had Zach Larkey, who was Mr. Hockey candidate. Now he's going to be playing next year at Mankato State. And Tyler Larkey, who's at Bemidji State. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
I suppose you got some guys here that are going to be playing next week. Kevin McMorrow probably going to play somewhere.
Yeah, those two guys are planning on going into the juniors, probably in the NAHL, and that way they'll get a lot of game time, and then their goal is to be in the USHL the following year. So, yeah, it'd be fun.
How about team goals now? You got your conference title. Aiming for the sections coming up, I suppose you want to get on a roll going into that. How do you see those sections? You're in a tough one, so.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you got to get through War Road, Thief River, and East Grand, but, this year's been pretty, the parity's been there with all the teams. Crookston beat Thief River, we beat Crookston. East Grand beats War Road. I mean, it's all over the place, you know, and definitely those three teams are the top ones to beat, but, you know, a given night we can come up and do that, hopefully, and you know, as long as we play hard and play together, we'll be all right.
Yeah, that's the key then? Knocking off a team like that that'll be ranked higher than you is...
Yeah, play together, play smart, and take care of the puck, yeah. Just like we've been doing, you know. Have a little luck on our side always helps.
Mm-hmm. Looks like you draw pretty good support, too. Looks like the community's pretty in tune with the program.
Yeah, I'd say in Section 8, you know, in all the conference games we play, we have the best student fans, we have the best parent support that I see. They get into it, they know the game, so yeah, it's a lot of fun for the kids and the coaches.
Yeah, I saw them, game ended, they stood here and applauded yet for you.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're pretty, you know, I have the best parents that I can ask for. I never have any headaches, and they just let us coach, let the kids play, and that's why I think we have success right now.
What does it mean having the two Coburn brothers playing for you?
Oh, that's that's a lot of fun. I mean, they're just fun to watch. Sometimes you're not even a coach. You become a fan when they're on the ice. And tonight was no different. They played hard. And they, you know, and they're great, great, great guys, too. There's no attitudes there. They're all about the team. They're all about winning. You know, they do whatever asked of them. I can't say enough about them.
They mentioned that they played together on a line last year, but that they were willing to split up this year for the team, basically. So
yeah, and that's who they are. I mean, we're much stronger with them separate. So as a team, I think they'd have more points if they were together. But that's not their objective. They don't care about that, and they're doing well anyways. I mean, so yeah, it's a lot of fun to have them and worry about the team instead of themselves.
The Coburn brothers certainly did seem down to earth and humble when talking to them. Here's a little bit of a comment from each of them, together, on the game, on their season, and on maybe some of the future plans that they might have.
Give a little rundown on Park Rapids Hockey. You know, a lot of people will be reading or looking at this down in the Twin Cities. They haven't seen you guys. What, you know, is this pretty indicative of the style you guys play?
We're a hard-working team. We got a few skilled guys that are coming out and put the puck in the net. We got a lot of role players, and we just go out there every night.
playing together, brothers playing together. That's got to be kind of nice too.
Yeah, we played together last year on the same line, and you know, we had a lot of chemistry. But this year they split us up, but it seems to be working okay so far. It's still nice on the power play and everything. Knowing each other that.
How about giving me a scouting report on each other? Tell me about your brother.
Well, I think he's a lot more skilled than I am. He's got crazy hands and speed and just an all playmaker. So I don't know. He's got more skill than me, that's for sure. He's got the strength on me, though. He's more physical, probably more of a grinder than I am, but still knows how to put the puck in the net. So definitely a goal scorer.
You guys have been doing a bunch of scoring this year. Kevin McMorrow, too, on defense. What does he bring to this team?
Kev's just he's a guy, when he goes into the corners, he's coming out with the puck and the grind. He's one of the hardest working guys we got on our team, and he logs tons of ice time every night, and you get 100% from him every night. It's nice to have him back there.
You got sections coming up here in just a week and a half now.
Yep.
What are you guys expecting out of that?
We definitely hope to win our first game. We know we're going to have to win two tough games, but this year we've never really made it to the championship game, so that's what we want to do this year and see what happens after that.
What do you think's the key in the playoffs here? What do you think you guys have to do to?
We got to stay confident and stick to our game. We got some big name schools in our section like Warroad and Steve and East Grand, but if any given night our section's been really close this year and some weird games have happened, and we're probably going to get the 4 seed, so we're right in the thick of it. So we just got to play our game and not let anybody get into our head about it.
Senior Tucker Coburn, whom his brother you just heard call the more physical of the two, talked a little bit about himself, about his training regimen, just about what he loved about high school hockey. Let's hear from Tucker.
What kind of training do you do, hockey-wise, you know, in season and off season? What's that?
In the season, we skate a lot. We get a lot of ice time, so I try to stay in shape, do some stick handling at home just to keep the hands good. And then in the off season, we lift weights 3 or 4 days a week in the morning, shoot pucks about 3 days a week and stick in a little bit, get on the track and do some quickness, quick feet, stuff like that.
But what's the best part about playing high school hockey? What's been your favorite memory?
Our fans are great. We get a solid fan base. Even at away games like this, we get good fans, and it's just fun when you hear people in school talking about the hockey team and how success we've had, and just, I don't know, can't really beat the fans. And the guys, too, the camaraderie of our team is really great.
Are you looking at playing next year somewhere? Or
yep.
You?
Right now I'm in contact with the Alexandria Blizzards in the North American Hockey League, so we'll see how that goes. I might be tendering with them here pretty soon. Nothing for sure, but kind of what they want. Yeah, I'm in the Mullet Militia, as you can see. I guess that's pretty unusual. So, I don't know. Our team got mullets this year. It's kind of my idea. So we got about 15 guys on the team that have mullets.
You got the mullet, you play like a hockey player, right?
Yeah,
is that it?
That's right.
All right.
We'll be old for anyway.
Thank you.
All right, yeah.
Now let's hear from Tucker Coburn, the younger member of the duo, just a sophomore in high school, already leads Park Rapids in scoring this season with 67 points.
Training, off season, in season, what kind of stuff do you guys do?
Like I said, during the season, you know, we just try to go to open hockey, get the rink as much as possible. Do a little stick handling at home, and then in the off season, just lift weights, shoot pucks about 3 days a week, and try and get on the track about 3 days a week. And I'm not into football, so I usually work during the fall. So.
You got a team full of rink rats then, too? You guys, a lot of you out there?
You can definitely tell our skilled players are the rink rats. We got a few guys that always show up, so it's nice to, every time you go there, you can count on them being.
Now, you say you're not playing much with your brother on the line this year, but what's that like, the chemistry you got between the two of you? Do you notice it out there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when we were in Bantams, we played together too much. It's just kind of knowing each other that. I don't really know how to explain it. It's just chemistry. I mean, can't teach it. It's just there.
What is the best thing about playing high school hockey?
I love being with your friends, you know. There's no pressure. Just having fun and the fans. We got a great group of fans here. year, so just coming out for the home games and away games, they're always there, so a lot of support.
With the 5-3 victory over Detroit Lakes Thursday night, Park Rapids not only beat their rival, but also claimed the Mid-State Conference title. Now comes the Section 8A playoffs. Park Rapids won't likely get a top two seed, as Warroad and Thief River Falls are pretty much locked into those two spots. But the Panthers hope to be a factor.